Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On ESPN last night, the Heisman was given out to the favorite, Travis Hunter from Colorado. Joining us now is Tom Ackerman at the New Bowl BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Tom, obviously he's a rare player in that he played both sides of the ball, cornerback and wide receiver. What can you tell us about Travis Hunter?
Isn't that something? Back in the day, they used to all play it. Gus Otto at Mizzou was a running back and a linebacker, and you know, on and on it went. These players. He was asked recently, how they were able to do that back then. He said, "Well, because we had to. we were told to do it." Travis Hunter does it. He's asked to, and he does it. He's a shutdown corner. He's a phenomenal wide receiver. He's the greatest talent in college football. I mean, he's just different out on the field. He's strong. He makes incredible plays. He has a beauty to his game and a very physical side to his game all at the same time. I mean, he is going to be a marvelous NFL player. And where will he play? I don't know. He could play both, just like Deion Sanders could play both. His coach at Colorado, he was an incredible punt returner. He's one of the great shutdown corners in NFL history, a Hall of Famer. And he could have played wide receiver if he wanted to, and occasionally he could be used on offense. But we'll see where they end up putting Hunter when he plays at the next level. But he's an amazing player, and he beat one of the great running backs we've seen in college football, Ashton Jeanty of Boise State, who has been phenomenal and could be running at a high level for any program, and does it in the Mountain West for Boise State. But Travis Hunter is a very, very good player. He gave Deion Sanders a huge emotional embrace after he won that and kind of buried his head in Deion's shoulder there for a little bit and cried for a moment. And I think the two have been through plenty. I mean, he recruited him to Jackson State, and when Deion got the job in Boulder, he took him to Colorado, and the rest is history. Colorado's a really good team. They're going to be a fun watch at the Alamo Bowl, but ultimately they did not get to the college football playoff. But Deion is a heck of a recruiter and a heck of a coach and mentor, and he was to Travis Hunter.
Well, the college football playoff starts Friday. Most of the games are Saturday. Give me a sense of what you see and when you look at the 12-team matchups and the playoff paths.
Well, from a selfish standpoint, you know, I'm absolutely thrilled that Indiana is in this thing, and I think that the first game is going to be the best game of the weekend. Indiana at Notre Dame should be a tremendous game. It is going to be a wild atmosphere in a great, great historic stadium. I've been once, and I still think it's the top of my list. Of all the college football venues I've been to, Notre Dame tops the list. It's incredible. You can just feel the history, and it will be a great watch on a Friday night to see Notre Dame playing in a college football playoff game with the entire country watching. And here comes Indiana. Now, Indiana is no slouch. I mean, they have crushed everybody in their path except for Michigan, who they were able to outlast at home. And then they went to Ohio State. They had some special teams blunders and some breakdowns in protection because Ohio State figured out their silent snap count in a very loud stadium and kind of took advantage of that and just weren't able to get anything going offensively. But Indiana is a very skilled and physical team that I think will match up well against Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame has the fastest secondary maybe that Indiana will see, and a very good defense. But Notre Dame's going to have to make some plays offensively. Indiana should be able to do that. Indiana has a very good defense as well. So I just think it's a very well-played, evenly matched game that I think will be a showdown. And then the rest of them on Saturday should be wins for the home team. You've got Texas taking on Clemson. You have Ohio State playing Tennessee, which is probably the best matchup of the bunch, and Penn State against an upstart SMU team, which is explosive offensively, but Penn State is too good on both sides of the ball and playing at home to lose that game. But those are the matchups on Saturday, and then you wait to see what happens in the next round with the first round byes being number one Oregon, number two Georgia, three Boise State, and four Arizona State.
Who do you have at this point? Who's your pick? I mean, I know you want Indiana to win, obviously. It's your alma mater. But if it's not Indiana, who else would you have winning this thing?
Well, I think the number one team in the country is Oregon, but they will be challenged. I see it as Oregon, Georgia, Texas, and maybe if they can get by Tennessee, Ohio State could pick up some momentum and play on those neutral fields coming up in the next round. But they've got to figure out a way. There's so much pressure on Ohio State's Ryan Day right now and so many disgruntled fans that it seems like as soon as Tennessee gets out to a lead on Saturday night, they're going to turn on them. You know, that's how it feels at this moment. But Ohio State has the roster to go deep. I just don't know how much they believe in themselves after getting pushed around by Michigan. I would say probably in that order, though, if I were to pick a national champion, I would go Oregon, Georgia, Texas. Those are the three best teams to me, but this is college football 2024. We've had surprises left and right, and maybe as much parity as we've seen in college football in a long time. So this could be the year that a team rises up and surprises.
I want to ask you, since we talked about your alma mater, I want to talk about mine for a second. That is North Carolina hiring Bill Belichick, who I've considered one of my mortal enemies because I'm a Buffalo Bills fan and he coached the dynasty of the Patriots. I'm really conflicted on this. How do you think this is going to go?
I think it's going to go well. Belichick is going to bring his Patriots crew most likely with him and try to reunite.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Unite as much of his staff as he can. And then North Carolina is going to be a ground to train for the NFL. I mean, if you're a great player and you want to play in the NFL at a high level, I don't see why Bill Belichick wouldn't be a great choice for you. You talk about a great place to teach. And do they have the resources to compete in the NIL space? Absolutely they do. So Chapel Hill, which, you know, Bill has a history there. He grew up, around the North Carolina atmosphere. And his dad, if I recall, was an assistant coach there at one time. They have a guy who I think cares a lot about what they're about. How long will he do it? I don't know. He's 72 years old, but I don't think you need a lot of time in the transfer portal and in NIL to switch things around. So I would anticipate that he's going to get some really good players. He's got a good sense of what's what in terms of talent and what value he can get out of players. So if I were a player looking to transfer, I would strongly consider North Carolina if I'm trying to get to the next level.
Let's move on to hockey. The Blues have been playing pretty well under Jim Montgomery. They got 3 out of 4 on that Canadian West Coast swing. And even their losses have been tight. So they've also added Cam Fowler from Anaheim. What can you tell us about him?
He was a teammate on the U.S. level with Suter and Falk. He basically replaces Nick Leddy, who has been dealing with injuries, and they still haven't quite figured out when they're going to get him back. So this is an indication of two things. One, that Leddy is not close to coming back, so they needed to find somebody who can eat up minutes, and he can do that. I mean, heck, the guy wanted to play for the Blues so much that he was traded yesterday, and he played last night down in Dallas. He played over 17 minutes. I think as much as he enjoyed his time in Anaheim, and he was there a long time, drafted by them back in 2010, I think he wanted out so much that he was ready to come to St. Louis and play, and excited to play for a team. And that's my number two indication of this trade, is that the Blues are feeling like they've got a shot with Jim Montgomery to make the playoffs. So they add another piece to the blue line, and they can't have a 40-year-old Suter playing, 20, 25 minutes a game. They got to spread the minutes out somewhere. And Fowler's a workhorse. I mean, he's been around a long time, and he understands the game. It doesn't sound like they gave up a lot for him. A pick in 2027, a minor league player in Jeremy Biakabatuka. They also gained a fourth-round pick in 2027. This is a nice move for the Blues, and we'll talk to Doug Armstrong about it coming up. But the Blues have to be better overall. The only reason they had a point last night in Dallas is because of Jordan Binnington. I mean, he was unbelievable. I mean, he stopped this flurry of opportunities for the Stars late in regulation to get them to OT. They ended up losing it. But they don't get a point yesterday without Jordan Binnington. And this has been the case for much of this year. Without Jordan Binnington, they are not nearly in contention. With him, they always have a chance.
Let's talk Cardinals just for a minute here, Tom, because we had the winter meetings in Dallas this past week. We had Matt Pauly and Mike Claiborne down there. What was your biggest takeaway from those meetings?
That the Cardinals made it very clear that they're going to trade Nolan Arenado. We already knew that was going to happen, but when they start talking publicly about it, it probably will. They did this with Tyler O'Neill last year. A little bit different, though, in that, I think the two parties have discussed things cordially for quite a while, and Arenado has indicated that he wants to play for a contender. Doesn't mean that the trade is 100% going to happen, but I'd say about 99%. And the Cardinals want to get younger. They just want to create pathways for younger players. So Arenado, where is he going? It's hard to tell. The latest report is that there is serious talk between the Cardinals and the Astros. For his services, The Athletic was the first, I believe, to come out with that yesterday, that the talks are that he could go to Houston to replace Alex Bregman at third base. So we'll see where that goes. And then the second thing is that the Cardinals, I think this didn't get underplayed necessarily, but it's a monster story. The Cardinals landed the fifth pick in the draft, in the lottery. I mean, it's huge, huge to get the seventh pick last year and the fifth pick this year. That's never happened. Never happened. And those are two big building blocks, J.J. Weatherholt and whoever they get with the fifth pick in the draft this summer.
We've got Chiefs pregame starting at 11 a.m., so you have a shortened version of sports on a Sunday morning. What do you have coming up?
We will lead with Bernie Miklas at 10:15. Very happy fan of Navy, who won the Army-Navy game yesterday. 10:30, we'll talk to SLU Athletic Director Chris May. They play on KMOX today at 4 o'clock at Illinois State. And we'll get into some other college basketball on the show. And then at 10:45, as I mentioned, Doug Armstrong, the Blues GM, on this trade for Cam Fowler. And the Blues play tonight, 5 o'clock for them at home against the Rangers.
Tom Ackerman, it's sports on a Sunday morning. Today it's from 10 to 11. Thanks, Tom.
All right, pal. Thank you.
Also tonight, we do have Sunday night football, which is Packers-Seahawks. So a big day of football and college basketball on the voice of the Cardinals, Chiefs, and Billikens, KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.